Welcome to the Licking County Locker Room on Kate 98.7. Live at Ship Brothers Brewing, tonight's show is brought to you by Shamrock Printing, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Par Excellence STEM Academy, Buckeye Valley Equipment, Lashley Tractor Sales, Desserts Bakery, Wright Brothers Power Equipment, and Ship Brothers Brewing. Here's Brian Mays with the Licking County Locker Room on Kate 98.7.
And a pleasant Monday evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Licking County Locker Room. We are live from Ship Brothers Brewing, 23 West Church Street in downtown Newark. Stop on in, say hello. As we say every Monday, great specials, great drinks, great food. Anything you want to warm you up on this chilly Monday evening, you can get it right here at Ship Brothers Brewing. 23 West Church Street, downtown Newark, is the location. We have now completed 8 weeks of the high school football season. Just a couple of regular season contests remain before we get into postseason play. And a lot of teams now jockeying for position, moving forward to get into Week 11. And one of those teams we had on our high school football game of the week last Friday night at Swank Field, homecoming for the Heath Bulldogs, who are trying to get into the postseason. They took on their arch rival, the Newark Catholic Green Wave, and it was the Connor Corbett show as he got 3 touchdowns, including one historic one, which we'll hear in a little bit, as the Bulldogs were victorious by a final of 51-0. The Bulldogs got the ball to start this ball game. They went right down the field, and it was CC getting into the house right away. Holloway remains in the backfield with Corbett. And Corbett gets a handoff. Big hole! It'll be a house call for the Bulldogs off the right side. CC, Connor Corbett takes it in 8 yards, and the Bulldogs on the board with 8:56 remaining. First quarter, 6-0. They went for 2 and were able to get it on a pass from Tyler March to Joe Ward. It was 8-0 Bulldogs, and Heath came right back in quarter number 2. Same setup. Dogs on the move. Second time in the red zone. Gibson gets the snap. Here's Corbett on the right side looking for some running room. Takes it to the outside. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He hits pay dirt one more time from 15 yards out. And Connor Corbett gives the Bulldogs a 14-0 lead with 10.5 to play second quarter. Extra point. The normal one was good. It was 15-0. Then Ja'Kai Royster added a touchdown run himself from 19 yards out. It was 22-0 Heath. And then right before halftime, the Bulldogs had just a few seconds to go, but they were able to get a 34-yard touchdown pass from Braden Gibson to Kevin Dunlap, and that made the score 30-0 at halftime. And then we had a record situation with Connor. On first and 10 from their own 29, here's a handoff to Connor. He's at the 30, 35, 40, breaks free. Midfield, 40, 30. Could this be the record? It will be for Connor Corbett. House call, touchdown Bulldogs, and the career rushing record of touchdowns in Heath Bulldog history goes to CC Connor Corbett. 71 yards. You couldn't ask for it better if you were Connor on that one. Down the left sideline, virtually untouched, and the Bulldogs go on top now, 36-0. And with that touchdown, that gave him 49 career rushing touchdowns, which again sets the mark at Heath High School. Well, the offense was having so much fun, the defense decided they'd get into the mix as well.
And it's picked off! Pass is intercepted. It's going to be a pick six for the Bulldogs. That is Carter Mason taking it to the house. And the interception gets another touchdown for the Bulldogs. And they go on top 43-0 with 10:40 remaining fourth quarter.
36-yard pitch six there. Extra point was good, 44-0. And while it was a record night for Connor Corbett, Ja'Kai Royster only carried the ball twice, but he hit pay dirt both times.
And that is Royster with his second carry. Could he take it to the house again? 30, 20, 10. Does he stay in bounds? He does!
Oh, my! Shaquille Royster! Talk about your points. 2 carries, 2 house calls. He takes it 45 yards. And the Bulldogs hit the 50-point plateau against Newark Catholic.
Final score again, 51-0. Heath now 3-5, 2-1 in the LCL Cardinal. Newark Catholic 0-8, winless in three tries in lead play. Utica was able to get another victory as they continue to play well the second half of the season. They stopped Northridge at the goal line midway through the final quarter and held on for a 7-3 victory. Utica now 4-4 on the season, unbeaten in the LCL Cardinal, and Northridge falls to also 500 in the play, 1-2 in LCL Cardinal action. Brandon Thornsberry's 9-yard touchdown run just before halftime gave Utica a 7-3 lead, and they were able to hold on for the victory. Hayden Piper had 143 yards on 15 carries to lead Utica. Charlie Kincaid kicked a 39-yard field goal for the Vikings' only points in that contest. The other LCL Cardinal matchup, and it was all Johnstown against Lakewood, 42-0 after one quarter, 69-0 at halftime. The Johnnies cruise to a 76-0 victory over the Lancers to move to 7-1 and 3-0 in LCL Cardinal play. Nana Owusu ran for 208 yards with touchdowns of 39-67 on just six carries. Quarterback Sam Marisek, he had three carries. He went to the house all three times. 42 yards, 13-49 out as the Johnnies cruise to the victory. They also got touchdowns from Jacob Hockendale, Eric Mahoro, Aiden Colley, and Tyler Sheets, along with Ryan Sager and Caden Carpenter, all on the ground for the Johnnies in a very, very impressive victory there. Battle for first place took place at Randy Boffman Stadium between Licking Valley and Granville. Both teams unbeaten in the LCL Buckeye. Valley went to the ground and pound, 285 yards rushing, and they hold on to defeat Granville by a final of 22-19, which ended the Blue Aces' 20-game regular season winning streak and now gave the Panthers sole possession of first place in the Buckeye. Quarterback Brody Rogers had 14 carries and 92 yards, and that helped offset the great running attack by Trenton Marcus, who had 141 yards for the Panthers and scored three touchdowns. LV's defense held Granville to just four second-half first downs, 78 yards rushing, and 209 total yards. Licking Valley got the lead early and then were able to expand their lead to 22-13 before Granville was able to cut to 22-19 and then intercepted a pass in the end zone, but Valley's defense forced a three straight incomplete pass attempts by Long and then sacked him on the final play, and Licking Valley improves now to 7-1, 3-0 in the LCL Buckeye, and Granville slips to 7-1 and now 2-1 in league play. Licking Heights got a hard-earned victory against Mount Vernon by a final of 14-7 as they got a couple of touchdown runs from Reese Powell from 5 yards, and then Simi Jaff Ogilani had a 79-yard touchdown run for the Hornets, who improved to 3-5, 1-2 in league play. Mount Vernon saw their two-game winning streak come to an end. They are now 2-6, 1-2 in LCL Buckeye play. There is one other game of note from the LCL Buckeye, and that would be Watkins taking on Zanesville, and we'll talk about that game in just a bit because the school we are highlighting tonight is Watkins Memorial, so we'll talk more about their win over the Blue Devils a little bit later. There is one team that has clinched a playoff berth here in Licking County, and it's the Newark Wildcats, as they took care of Taze Valley Friday night at Whitefield, 35-7, as the Cats remain unbeaten at home this year, 4 victories in 4 attempts, and moving to 5-3 on the season. The Cats got 175 yards to the air and 153 yards on the ground. Coach Franks always talks about balance, and they were able to do that. And then the defense held the Vikings to just 246 yards. Bodie Smith and Drayson Peterson had a 39-yard touchdown pass in the first quarter to give the Cats an early lead, and then they were able to do it one more time, this time 62 yards out, and was able to expand the lead to 21-0. And then Colton Peterson had a 68-yard touchdown to make it 28-zip. Taze Valley was driving, but Alex Irvin Royster forced a fumble, and Preston Lansford took it back on a scoop and score, 92 yards, giving the Wildcats the insurmountable halftime lead at 35-0, and they hold on for the victory at 35-7. So the standings look like this in the LCL Buckeye. You've got Licking Valley at 3-0. If they win over Mount Vernon, they clinch no worse than a share of the title. Granville and Watkins are both 2-1. Licking Heights and Mount Vernon are both 1-2, and Zanesville winless in three tries. LCL Cardinal, Johnstown and Utica, both unbeaten after three games. They play this Friday at Utica. The winner of that game, again, will clinch no worse than a share of first place. Heath is at 2-1. Northridge and Lakewood both, Northridge is 1-2, and Lakewood and Newark Catholic come up with 0-3 marks, and Newark now 2-3 in the OCC Buckeye, with Reynoldsburg and arch rival Lancaster remaining on the schedule. So that's your recap of this past Friday. When we come back, we will talk Watkins Memorial Football as they get ready for their big matchup, the Battle of Broad Street with Licking Heights, coming up this Friday. That's next. You're listening to the Licking County Locker Room, live from Ship Brothers Brewing here on Kate 98.7.
We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
If you want to prove to your neighbors that you own land, you need a deed. But if you want to prove it to yourself, you need a tractor. That's why Coyote's made two all-new subcompact tractor models. The CS2220 and CS2520 feature drive-over mid-mount mower option and 22 to 25 horsepower Coyote diesel engines. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Visit your Coyote dealer, Buckeye Valley Equipment, 3570 National Road in Hebron, or online at BuckeyeValleyEquipment.com.
Everyone says it's the journey that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
Life is sweeter with dessert.
When someone asks, where's the local bakery? You say, Desserts Bakery, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath. Life is sweeter with desserts.
Your family will love sweetness of.
Shamrock Printing is the county's best-kept secret. Their customer service and attention to detail makes every order perfect, whether celebrating your seniors or your school. And don't forget about them at your office. Their efficiency and pricing makes them the best choice there, too. Shamrock Printing can now print signage on all kinds of materials, like wood, metal, plastic, and canvas. Whatever you want printed, whatever you want it printed on. Shamrock Printing, South 3rd Street, Newark.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in, like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at LashleyTractor.com.
Husqvarna's riding lawnmowers are designed from the turf up to deliver cutting-edge performance and versatility for any sized property. Powerful, durable, and easy to operate, Husqvarna riding lawnmowers feature air induction technology cutting decks for superior cutting and pedal-operated transmissions for maximum operator control. And Husqvarna riding lawnmowers can be equipped with a wide variety of attachments to help you maintain your property any time of the year. Check out the versatility of Husqvarna riding mowers at Wright Brothers Power in Newark.
Now, back to the Licking County Locker Room with Brian Mays at Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
All right, let's talk some Watkins Memorial Football. First, we'll bring on head coach Darren Waters. Coach, thank you so much for joining us. And 2-6, Mark, we talked about the brutal non-conference schedule that you had, that could hopefully maybe get you ready for the LCL Buckeye. You've gotten a couple of victories, and just overall the mindset of this ball club right now as you get ready for your matchup with Licking Heights.
Well, I think the mindset is we try to win every day, regardless of the week. You know, we talk about it doesn't matter who we're playing. The most important thing is how we play. But today, a little bit of the conversation was also know the situation. You know, and this is a rivalry game. It's important to our community. And I don't think there's going to be any problem motivating these guys this week.
No question about that. And you want to start playing better football the second half of the season and also get yourself healthy and things as well. So overall, are you seeing the rise that you'd like to see with this ball club?
I think from the even if you look at the Hartley game and you're watching film, from the Hartley game until this point, we can point to where we've gotten better every week. You know, I'm not one to make excuses. You are what your record says you are. But I think one of the important things with any team is that you see progress as you're moving through the season. And these guys have done exactly that.
And obviously there's been adversity. And you always wonder how youngsters and young guys will step up to the plate. And I know reading a couple of your quotes in the paper, you've really never had that concern with this ball club.
No, I'm not at all. You know, we try to do a good job of making sure during our camp and during our two-a-days, everybody's getting a ton of reps and understand what the system is, and they all have access to the same learning tools as far as watching video and access to playbooks and things of that nature. And I think I've seen some of our older guys this year do a better job of pulling the younger guys under their wing and answering questions. Regardless of our record is what it says we are, this has been a great team to coach. And I really enjoy working with this senior class. They're program kids, and they care about each other, and it shows.
And one area that sometimes we overlook, we talk to you, and we're going to talk to the players in just a minute, but the coaching staff also has a lot of importance and responsibility in whatever area that they're coaching to make sure those players are staying fresh, staying focused on what needs to do. So I thought maybe just give you a moment to talk about your coaching staff and the job they've done.
No, I think I try to hold my coaching staff to as high or higher standard than we expect from our players. And we try to put an emphasis on each week bringing the energy that we want to see from our guys. And I know another thing that's been a point of emphasis for us is paying attention to detail and the little things and, you know, trying to push kids beyond what they think they're capable at their position. I think I'm blessed to be in a situation where I'm surrounded with a lot of good coaches who they care about kids a lot. They love the program and they know football.
Always helps to know the game. That's true. All right, let's bring on a couple of players, Jimmy Bogle and John Apel. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. And you've heard Coach talk about it, and there were expectations for this team coming in, not getting off to the way you wanted to from a one-loss perspective. How did you guys focus on keeping yourselves mentally into it as well as the rest of your teammates, whoever wants to go first?
We just had to keep going how we've, like, plan on going the whole year, whether we won the first game or not. We just had to move on from that. Like 2 years ago, we lost the first game and ended up winning the next eight, so that wasn't really a factor in how we played or how we trained.
Jimmy?
Definitely being able to bounce back and week to week, getting better and playing more as a team and just not single people.
And last week, it kind of seemed to all come together against Zanesville, and you could definitely look at that as a trap game before your game with Licking Heights. They hadn't won a game yet, but it seems like you guys just went out and took care of business.
Yeah, it was a perfect game to play to get us ready. We put everything together like we've been trying to do all year, and it finally worked out, and we saw the result of that. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen Friday.
Is there a carryover effect, too, when even the week before with Mount Vernon, definitely a team that's gotten a lot better from the last couple of years, and winning a game like that in overtime, can that kind of maybe carry over to the practices and things getting ready for the next game?
Yeah, that definitely helped us leading into the Zanesville week, being able to come off a fresh start, getting our first win of the season, and coming in and just going hard in practice. Everyone's happy, getting ready for next week.
We should tell the audience what positions you guys play. So, Jimmy, we'll start with you.
I play center, but I've also played right guard, left tackle, right tackle.
Wherever they need you?
Yeah, nose guard and DN.
John?
Yeah, I just stick to a wide receiver and corner.
But those are pretty important roles, definitely. John, we're going to start with you on this question. How have you seen the improvement with Drew at the quarterback position? He had good numbers last year. Have you seen him involved more as a leader with this team this year?
Yeah, of course. I think the last 2 years he was kind of scared and timid about being a younger guy, but he's starting to step into this role of being a leader and a good QB and teammate to the rest of the guys, and he's just kind of taking everyone in instead of just trying to get him numbers or him stats. He's sharing it out to the rest of the team and getting everyone touches, everyone the ball.
When we've talked to a couple of other coaches, they always say it's confidence and believing, one, that you're going to get the ball out there and guys like you are also going to make the catches and things like that. So is that really what kind of drives a passing game, is the confidence between the quarterback and the wide receivers?
100%. Like a few years ago, he didn't have any, just being a younger guy. And now that he's grown up, he's starting to trust us as much as we trust him. And it shows off on the field.
How does it help you on both sides of the ball? I guess, you know, starting as a wide receiver, when you look across, sometimes I always wonder if you know you can maybe get past a guy depending on his size or how he's lined up. And then on the flip side, defensively, when you're looking at a wide receiver, is it being physical so you don't want them to get off the line?
Yeah, of course, there's always things that you'll see when watching film that you'll pick up and you'll go into the game already knowing. So you see a guy and you know what to do to beat him or how to beat him and how to get around him. So it definitely helps to watch film and plan for that specific guy beforehand.
Jimmy, you like playing defensive line more than offensive line or about the same?
I like offensive line more. I think being able to go out and just hit someone as hard as you can and you have an intention of putting them into the ground every play.
Now, you don't seem to have that mean demeanor. Does it change, like, a few minutes before kickoff?
Yeah, it definitely changes whenever I'm playing. I'm in a different mindset. I'm not trying to be nice to everyone. Just trying to hit people as hard as I can.
One of the questions I've asked linemen, because it is a dirty business. I know you've never held in your life. We know that, but when it does get physical like that, and the officials are watching you guys probably more than they're watching anybody else, how do you balance that emotion and aggressiveness that it doesn't carry over to maybe something extracurricular?
I try to play as physical as I can to a whistle, maybe a little bit after, and I won't do anything stupid, but trying to get into someone's head, give them a little bit of a push after a play, It definitely affects them, gets them going, and then their emotions start to ride high.
Is there more taps like that or more trash talking at the line? Which happens more?
More taps. I try not to talk a whole lot. I let my playing do the talking for me.
Because wide receivers do all the trash talking, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
John, is that true?
No, I'm not a big talker on the field. I stay to myself, stay in my own little island, out being a receiver and a DB, and no one's really near me. So,
very good political answer. That was well done. So, I mean, there's got to be a defensive back every once in a while that's trying to goat you a little bit.
Oh, sometimes, yeah. There's definitely a little talk down the field sometimes, but just try to keep level head.
Coach, your thoughts on these two guys? I mean, they seem very mature and understand what's expected of them, practice time, game time, but what are your thoughts on these two?
Yeah, no, I think these guys are, you know, we talk about we don't have a football team, we have a football program, and these guys are program kids, and I think they work hard to try to meet the expectations that we have as a coaching staff within our program and set a good example for the younger guys, and I think they also do a decent job of, like I said, taking younger guys under their wings and kind of teaching them the ropes, whether it's through the way they play or it's through conversations or it's sharing tips or of the trade with them at their position. And, you know, Jimmy's a classic football player because I think he's very well-spoken, well-mannered young man, but when the lights come on, he's ready to play football, you know. And I think John undersold himself a little bit because, you know, he plays wide receiver, he plays defensive back, he returns kicks, he played quarterback for us a game this year, and he's just a very versatile guy, but he never asks to come off the field. He never asks for anything for himself. And he just plays as hard as he can all the time. And, you know, I think when you get a program full of guys like that, you can win games. And you talk about expectations. You know, we had expectations out of the gate, but based on the way we kind of set up our schedule and some things that have happened, we still have expectations in front of us. You know, we want to go 1-0 this week, and we think if we do that, we can put ourselves in a position where week 10, we're playing for a share of the league title. And I think that says a lot of way about the way this team has grown through the year, especially if we take care of what we need to this week. And then, you know, hopefully that leads to a postseason opportunity for us.
Yeah, people say, well, you can play the role of spoiler. No, it's more than spoiler at this point because, yeah, you're right. You absolutely can get a share of the title in Week 10 if you win this week and then defeat Licking Valley. And, John, I was going to kind of on what Coach said, when you've got speed and I've seen you run, you're going to be staying on the field because you can make a play on either side of the ball. For both of you, and Coach talked about this, and we've asked upperclassmen, you know, about your legacy because you have all those kids along the fence watching you guys play and they want to see how you guys respond, win, lose, what have you. So do you relish that fact that the kids are looking up to you and you try to leave some type of legacy when you're done at Watkins?
Yeah, you want to give them someone to look up to that, you know, one of those guys that they want to be when they grow up. And and it starts even just saying hi to them when you're coming out the locker room, going in the locker room, high fives, whatever. But it also shows on the field and how you handle adversity, whether you get down on yourself or you just keep moving to the next play. I think they take all that in, and it really changes them and how they see the game.
Jimmy?
I think it all starts with the youth camp we have in the summer, meeting all those kids, being able to coach them one-on-one and give them tips, tricks, and then, like he said, high-fiving them, coming in and out of the locker room. They're always just standing there looking up to you.
All right, so we've got Licking Heights Friday night. It's a big game. Both teams are playing better than their records would indicate. What are your thoughts, both of you, going into this matchup?
Season trying to go 1-0, but and we have the same expectation for every week, but I think this week especially, everyone just wants to play better. Like, this is the game that you look forward to since your freshman year. When you're a senior and you get to play the rival down the street, it's just one that you look forward to for a long time and you can't wait to get on the field.
I think it's a very important game for league play and for everyone, especially for all the seniors, being senior night and then battle abroad, trying to keep Broad Street home.
And it's such a tight-knit deal, and you have both these communities so entrenched with it. Is there any concern about being too emotional, too fired up for the game Friday night, or can you guys maintain what you need to do? And that may be just you guys, but the rest of the team, that maybe this is their first go-around in the Battle of Broad or their second go-around. How do you keep it level-headed getting ready for Friday night?
I think even preparing, you know, Coach Waters has always talked about not talking to the team, even your teammates. It starts there, so you can't backtalk your teammates, and it really shows on the field because we don't have a lot of penalties for, you know, personal flags or anything like that. We're not really a talkative team, a trash-talking team, so I think we'll handle that just fine.
I think we've done a really good job this year at keeping our emotions under control and being able to just stay in our own heads and let the other team get out of their own.
So I never thought I'd ask this question 20 years ago, 25 years ago, but if it starts to percolate on social media, do you pay any attention to that? Is there bulletin board material? Because you don't even know sometimes if it's true. I mean, people hack the accounts and will write something. So do you even look at that this week, or do you don't need that extra motivation?
I mean, I definitely look at it. Sometimes it's just funny stuff to see, but it doesn't really affect the way that you play. You just kind of look at it, move on, scroll, whatever you have to do. It doesn't really affect how you play or how you think going into the game.
I'll look at it, and if I see it, I won't respond. I'll just either laugh it off or take it somewhat personal and then use it towards Friday's game.
For maybe one of those taps after the play.
Yeah.
Is that any concern for you at all, Coach? I mean, it is a different dynamic than what you had to deal with, again, 10, 15 years ago. Any concern about it?
No, it's a discussion we have, and we usually talk about it before the season even starts. I try to mention it. Like I said, who you play isn't necessarily as important as how you play, but you have to understand the nature of the game, too. So this is a week where we revisit that. And, you know, I ask my guys just to stay off social media this week and don't do anything that's going to put yourself or your team in a bad light. And, you know, in the day and age where so many coaches at the college level recruit off of social media,
yeah.
We're very mindful about the resume we put about ourselves out there.
Guys, before we let you go, one thought that you focus on before you hit the field Friday night, getting ready for Heights. What do you think it might be?
I think just having a good week of practice, everyone playing together, getting chemistry, and making sure everyone's on the same page. I think that's the most important part.
John?
I think the most important part is that first play where you get to set the tone for the whole game.
Mm.
Whether it's a good play and you get to ride that wave the whole time, or if it's a bad play and you have to overcome it. It all depends on that first play and how you come out of the gate.
Guys, appreciate your time. Thanks so much for coming down, and good luck Friday night. We will talk to a couple of other Warriors after this timeout as we continue our focus on Watkins Memorial. You're listening to the Licking County Locker Room, live from Ship Brothers Brewing on K98.7.
This is the Licking County Locker Room Show on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, K98.7.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our healthcare technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
There are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Visit your Coyote dealer, Buckeye Valley Equipment, 3570 National Road in Hebron, or online at buckeyevalleyequipment.com.
Shamrock Printing is the county's best-kept secret. Their customer service and attention to detail makes every order perfect, whether celebrating your seniors or your school. And don't forget about them at your office. Their efficiency and pricing makes them the best choice there, too. Shamrock Printing can now print signage on all kinds of materials, like wood, metal, plastic, and canvas. Whatever you want printed, whatever you want it printed on. Shamrock Printing, South 3rd Street, Newark.
On the farm, a tractor needs to be as reliable as a 5-bar gate, as strong and tough as a barbed wire fence, but way more comfortable. It needs to effortlessly lift, pull, mow, and bale. Out here, the incredibly engineered Kubota M7 was born to farm. Visit your hometown Kubota dealer. Kubota, shape your world.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at lashleytractor.com.
At Husqvarna, we want you to enjoy cutting the grass, and that's why we build easy-to-operate residential zero-turn mowers. Husqvarna Zero Turns provide superior performance and maneuverability, are comfortable to drive, and easy to maintain. They feature powerful engines, durable cutting decks, rugged frames and casters, and ergonomic controls. Everything you need to make the mowing more enjoyable. Learn more about Husqvarna Zero Turn mowers at Wright Brothers Power or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
Hi there, it's Haley from Mike's Roofing, and we're having a vinyl siding sale. Get the best prices of the year now. Call me at 740-763-2867, and I'll send out my Uncle Nicky to give you a free estimate. Then I'll send my dad and my brother over to complete the job. We use Provia siding bought locally at MRV. You don't want to miss out. The vinyl siding sale, I'll be waiting for your call. 740-763-2867. And don't forget, we do roofs too.
Text mikesroofing.net.
Really, Dad?
Licking Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
338!
Hey, football fans. As you know, a winning team starts with preparation, guidance, and the ability to work as a cohesive unit. Let Par Excellence STEM Academy instill confidence, social skills, and teamwork from the beginning to ensure your child's success as they progress through their grade levels, kindergarten through sixth grade. At Par Excellence STEM Academy, we'll help put the student in the student athlete. Our classes and lunches are free, so enroll today. Find out more at parexcellenceacademy.org or 740-344-7279.
Turn your waste into a win. With Win Waste Innovations as your trash and recycling provider, your garbage will be handled locally, reliably, and sustainably at every step. Formerly Waste Away and Atkins Disposal, the Win Waste Innovations team in Heath is dedicated to our community and provides custom solutions for homes and businesses across Central Ohio, all backed by a 7-day-a-week customer service team. Visit win-waste.com or call 1-866-WIN-WASTE.
Let's get back to the Licking County Locker Room with Brian Mays at Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
Talking Watkins Memorial football and their big matchup coming up with Licking Heights, which we'll have for you right here on Kate 98.7 Friday evening, the pregame at 6:45 and the live kickoff at 7 from Pataskala. All right, so we'll keep Coach Waters with us and bring in a couple of more players, Cooper Hunt and Braden Waldron. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. And Cooper, we'll start with you. You heard your teammates talking just overall your feeling about this ball club and your teammates getting ready for Licking Heights.
Yeah, so I think so far so good. Monday we had a good practice. It all starts with Monday. Mondays usually are a little, but a good practice on Monday starts you with it. Film time starts you with it. Other than that, you just got to go out there and play the game. Once you watch film, it comes easy to you.
Do you think there will be a different vibe this week leading up to Licking Heights? Did you start to see that today?
Not really. I've seen it since the Granville week. I think okay. Granville week we came out, we knew that we were 0-5. We came out, we knew we had a chance to win the LCL. We went out, played hard that game.
Didn't I like how you caught yourself there. That was good.
Yeah, I think we just need to keep practicing how we are and we'll be all right.
And we did that game as well, and it really was a nip and tuck affair with Granville. You were right there, and then, I mean, we had the quirky weather and then the lights. There were just a lot of things going on, but even Coach afterwards talked about this team is staying together and we're going to make some noise, and it seems like you guys have taken the bull by the horns, per se, and really run with that.
Yeah, I think these two wins also help with this week. Coming off of two wins, we got our confidence back, I think. Drew looks good with confidence. Our receivers are clicking better than ever. Our defense is back to clicking. I think we just got to keep it going, and we could maybe have a chance with the LCL.
And before I forget, your positions are?
I am a safety, and I also return punts.
Okay. So you like to hit if you're at the safety position.
Of course.
That's good. Braden, what about you? What position?
Linebacker and running back.
So, okay, you like a little physical contact as well.
You could say that.
Yeah. So, you prefer either one, or you like them both the same?
I love them so much. I love playing the position. I love playing football in general.
Why?
Because there's so many things to it. Like, it just, there's the mental aspect, the personal growth, and just, it develops a traits that you didn't have before you came to the sport, and discipline in so many areas. And Coach talks about it all the time, like how it can develop, how it's developing us as in our characteristics. So I love the sport.
And in those two positions, running back and linebacker, it really is schematics for you? I mean, as a linebacker, you're looking at that offensive setup and where you may need to go if you need to change the defense a little bit. And running back, you're looking for the holes either to run or to block and protect Drew and things of that nature. So that kind of, no disrespect for the safety. I know you do more than just hit, but it seems like it is kind of mental for what you need to do to be successful on both sides of the ball.
Absolutely.
What has led to, you think, the turnaround for this team in the last couple of weeks?
Confidence is the first thing. Like, when we won that first game, it did carry over to that second game. That whole week, we just started getting stronger. I could feel the confidence coming back to us, even in the O-line and the quarterback and running backs. Everybody was on the same page, and it was wonderful to see.
And you never want to look back too much, but even the five games that you played before that with the non-conference and then with Granville, you were taking everybody's best shot. I mean, again, there is not... You know, Worthington Kilbourne's probably having one of their best years in a long time, and you had to deal with them in the first week, and then so on and so forth. So do you really think, because some people say, yeah, you played tough teams, but did it really help prepare you, think, for this final stretch?
Absolutely. I can just tell, like, how we started off the season, we were hitting before we got into the regular season. We have changed a huge, like a ton in our hitting and how physical and mentally prepared we are for these games. Everything's just coming so naturally, I feel like, for our defense, and we can see it on our front line, and everything's going so well.
Coach, both of these guys are spewing a lot of confidence right now. It seems like they feel good about the team and good about their players, and they just seem to have an aura of confidence around them.
Yeah, I just, again, you know, when I talk about this senior class, this is a pretty special senior class to me. It's a group that I'm really enjoying coaching and working with, and I think in a lot of ways they're setting a really good example, regardless of what our record is right now, for being program guys. And, you know, we talk about our season being split into four quarters. You know, we've got two-a-days, and then we play our scrimmages. And you go into your non-league schedule, your league schedule, and the postseason. And we kind of mapped out a plan for ourselves. You know, there's some things we would have liked to have seen go different. But we still understand a lot of our goals and a lot of what we want to accomplish are still there for us. And, you know, kids like this, you can tell they truly believe and buy into what we're doing. And it doesn't matter what my expectations are. That's the most important part, is the guys that you're trying to coach and lead buy what you're selling.
Cooper, all right, we'll get to your physical play now, because it has changed a lot on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, you used to, at your position, you could just kind of go and nail somebody, and now they'll throw that flag on you just even a little if you go a little bit high or what have you. So even just growing up, I mean, you're still a young man in my book, but have you had to change your philosophy of how you look to tackle people in the open field or when they're coming across the middle?
A lot of people think I'm much more smaller than I'm about 150 pounds. A lot of people doesn't think I'm going to fly around. I know I'm a little bit smaller, so if it's a bigger running back, I'm going straight down, going hitting their legs, and they'll flip over or whatever happens. But other than that, I used to play corner, and so I don't think it changed much. I didn't have to really change much.
So you are having to watch a lot of the field, and, you know, you've got some guys that do the hitch and go, and you've got to decide, do you go for the hitch, do you play back? So how much of it is a thinking man's game back there?
Well, I think I did all of my thinking last year. Like last year, my thinking was there at the beginning. I got it going, got a pick six against Heights last year. I think this year there's not much thinking to it. I'm just going to go out and play.
Just go out and play. All right, and then punt return. Everybody's right on you. I mean, you've got to see that ball in the lights, which I think sometimes on Friday nights when it gets up in those lights, it's got to be difficult to see. But so why in the world do you want to do it? I mean, everybody's after you, and you got to catch this ball.
Well, I just think it's chances to put points on the board. If I can get a chance to put points on the board, I'll take the chance any day.
Is there a line you draw? Because I know you're looking at the ball and you know they're coming. Is there a certain time frame where you think you have to do a fair catch, or is that the least of your thoughts because you want to make a play?
I usually time it up pretty well, but last game I dropped one. It was my first drop. But it's all about keeping composure back there. If you keep your composure, I think everything will go well for you. Even when I dropped it, I kept my composure, picked it up, and ran.
And, Coach, it seems like this is just something from a media view. It seems like special teams doesn't get as much look as maybe coaches even want to, because time can be such a constraint. But it really can make or break a game, and you've got to have confidence like Cooper has, I guess, back there, because it can change the bank, change it.
Yeah, it's when you just talk about field position,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's extremely important for tipping the field one way or the other. And then, like Coop mentioned, you know, it's also another opportunity to put points on the board in games against evenly matched teams. I think we just saw this past Saturday. It can come down to a field goal or an onside kick. So you really need to make sure that your athletes understand the importance of special teams. We try to use a lot of young guys on our special teams, though, because I think that creates buy-in and it gives those guys ownership. But within that, we've got guys sprinkled in like Coop and Rocco and Ricketts and April that are out there to kind of steer the ship for us and show those guys the ropes. But we probably don't devote as much time to it as we do offense and defense, but we also understand the importance of it.
And I got one more question about it, because at the high school level, sometimes the punters, it's tough to gauge how well they, you know, you could have it a line drive, maybe a couple of high ones. Do you watch them at all in warm-ups to kind of gauge, or is it really after that first punt you can kind of just say, okay, maybe he's going to kick it 20, 25 yards at best, or 40 yards? How do you gauge that going in?
So I usually watch film on it.
Okay.
I watch film, do, if he kicks it 45 and 35 and then 40s around there, I line myself up at the 40. If he kicks it over my head the first time, I obviously scoot back the next time. But other than that, that's how I pretty much adjust.
Okay. Well, it's an interesting position. There's no question about it. All right. Lurking Heights, what are your thoughts?
We've been watching a little bit of film, and, we have been watching film, and I think they're a decent team. They got a fast back, and they got some a little bit of an arm back there, and they got a big line. So I'm excited to see what they got to bring.
Is there the X factor, because they've had the injury bug like you guys have had as well, and sometimes you're not sure what they might bring to the table? Is that any more of a concern than usual, because maybe they're not going to be 100% at the different positions that you would be ready for?
I think it is something to be concerned about. We could take advantage of that very, very well. I think we can perform better against them. Sorry, I'm getting tripped up here.
No, you're fine. I know you don't want to have any talk that it would be too bad, because I think I know where you're going with this, because you're lining up, you know these guys, they know you, and maybe there are some gadget plays here and there, but it really is, whether it's week one or week eight or week nine, it is what you guys do more than what the opponent does, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about you with the Hornets? I mean, you talked about getting a pick six against them last year. That'll go down as one of your highlights, I'm sure. But what's it like getting ready for your arch rival on Friday?
I'm excited. I grew up there, first through fifth grade, so I know all the kids. I obviously hear the talk. They all talk to me. But deep down, I have respect for most of them. But I think it'll be a good game. They got some good athletes. We got some good athletes. I think we match up nice against them. And I'm just ready to go out and play.
You've been a part of this on both sides, and I believe the last 10 meetings, it's 5-5 between both. So you talk about evenly matched. Just your thoughts about it going in.
Yeah, as you mentioned, you know, both of us have dealt with our fair share of injuries this year, but that's something a lot of teams have to deal with.
Right.
You know, and then I think you just look at how you bring your other players along. I think that when you look at the game as a whole, over the years, it's proved to be a pretty evenly matched game. We were really excited when we brought it back a while ago, and I feel like it's been great for the community. And then, you know, I think this year it's not really any different. And I know this sounds like coach talk, but I think in the games like this, you can throw records out a lot of the time because there is a different emotion to it. There is a different feel to it. There's a different familiarity to it. That I think just allows really both teams maybe to play at a higher level than what they have been.
And I've asked the players this, but, you know, also from a coaching standpoint with the community, because everybody looks at this game. I mean, it is Ohio State, Michigan, whatever you want to call it. I mean, both sides want to win this one badly. And how do you kind of – can you keep that pressure off of the players a little bit, because you know they're going to hear it when they go to the store or do it, whatever, but can you keep it just focused on the game and not listen to that outside noise?
One of the things that we discuss, and we haven't talked about this week yet, but it's that everything outside the game is for everyone else. We get to enjoy our efforts during the week. We get to enjoy seeing ourselves continue to improve. And if all things turn in the right direction, hopefully things go the right way for us on Friday night, and we get to enjoy that. But the outside noise and all the other, like you mentioned, social media and those types of things, that's for everybody else. You want to try to keep a singular focus on the task at hand.
As I asked the other two players, guys, before you hit the field on Friday night, one thought, one impact that you look forward to for going up against Heights before you hit the field Friday evening? Whoever wants to go first.
Obviously, the more physical team is going to win that night. I think if we come out playing aggressive, disciplined, and motivated to take on the challenge that they have to offer, I think we will win. And I have no doubt that we can do that. So I'm very excited to see what happens. And Lay the boom.
Coop?
So, last year, that was like my game. I was so locked in for that game. I was excited for that game. And that's probably the most locked in on anything I've ever been locked in on. But I think this year, if I can do the same thing, and defense can do the same thing, offense can do the same thing, special teams, we had fumble recovery last year on special teams. I think if we come out hot like we did last year, we got up big, we kind of laid off the second half. I think we need to get up big and don't lay off this year, and we'll be all right.
Guys and coach, appreciate your time tonight, and it should be a fun one Friday. We're looking forward to it. Best against the Hornets.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
We'll wrap this up after our final timeout as you're listening to the Licking County Locker Room, live from Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
338!
Hey, football fans. As you know, a winning team starts with preparation, guidance, and the ability to work as a cohesive unit. Let Par Excellence STEM Academy instill confidence, social skills, and teamwork from the beginning to ensure your child's success as they progress through their grade levels, kindergarten through sixth grade. At Par Excellence STEM Academy, we'll help put the student in the student athlete. Our classes and lunches are free, so enroll today. Find out more at parexcellenceacademy.org or 740-344-7279.
Everyone says it's the journey that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
Life is sweet with you.
When someone asks, where's the local bakery? You say, Desserts Bakery, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath. Life is sweeter with desserts.
Your family will love the sweetness of
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at LashleyTractor.com.
Licking Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
Hi, this is Chris from Kasep Service Center. Have you ever gone to a big box store and you feel like people are paid on commission? And it's an upsell here, and it's an upsell there. And it's not like maybe you don't need those things, but the fact that you have to question, the fact that you're not quite sure if they're working for your best interest or not, I would be concerned by that. At Kasep's, we don't have that conflict of interest. We have one boss, and it's you. Kasep Service Center, located in Johnstown, Granville, and online at k-seps.com.
Kasep's, quality you can trust.
Life is sweeter with you.
When someone asks, where's the local bakery? You say, Desserts Bakery, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath. Life is sweeter with desserts.
Your family will love the sweetness of.
Shamrock Printing is the county's best-kept secret. Their customer service and attention to detail makes every order perfect, whether celebrating your seniors or your school. And don't forget about them at your office. Their efficiency and pricing makes them the best choice there, too. Shamrock Printing can now print signage on all kinds of materials, like wood, metal, plastic, and canvas. Whatever you want printed, whatever you want it printed on. Shamrock Printing, South 3rd Street, Newark.
This is the Licking County Locker Room, live at Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
And our next Monday night Licking County Locker Room will be featuring the Utica Redskins next Monday night right here at Ship's Brothers Brewing. Hopefully you can join us at 6:30. I'm glad I messed up that word and not the first word. So, yeah, 6:30 next Monday we'll be highlighting Utica. And speaking of the Redskins, as we look again at the LCL Cardinal, they battle Johnstown for sole possession of first place this Friday night. Heath goes on the road to Northridge, and Newark Catholic will entertain Lakewood. LCL Buckeye, it will be Granville at Zanesville. Licking Valley plays at Mount Vernon. And, of course, our featured game will be Watkins hosting Licking Heights with the pregame at 6:45 and the live kickoff at 7 p.m. And also in the OCC Buckeye, Newark on the road trying to get victory number 6 on the season. They travel to Reynoldsburg to take on the Raiders. Thank you, CJ, for your work here down at the restaurant. This is Brian Mays. Have a great rest of your Monday evening, everyone. You've been listening to the Licking County Locker Room live from Ship Brothers Brewing right here on Kate 98.7.
This has been the Licking County Locker Room on Kate 98.7. Tonight's show was brought to you by Shamrock Printing, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Par Excellence STEM Academy, Buckeye Valley Equipment, Lashley Tractor Sales, Desserts Bakery, Wright Brothers Power Equipment, and Ship Brothers Brewing.